Alan Rickman has joined us in studio. He's got a new movie coming out called A Little Chaos. It's out next Friday in cinemas nationwide. And I saw it there recently and enjoyed it immensely. It wouldn't be my kind of thing normally to go to because it's kind of period drama. Alan Rickman has joined us in studio. He's got a new movie coming out called A Little Chaos. It's out next Friday in cinemas nationwide. And I saw it there recently and enjoyed it immensely. It wouldn't be my kind of thing normally to go to because it's kind of period drama, Alan, isn't it?
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying normally I wouldn't be going for that kind of thing. But I really enjoyed it.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I just find I like to go to movies that I could be in myself, and I feel that maybe I couldn't have been part of the Palace of Versailles and Louis XIV.
I'm a working class lad from from London with an Irish grandmother that I never knew. So there I am playing Louis XIV.
Yeah.
So anything's possible.
And you're also directing. Mm-hmm. A Little Chaos. So if that's not something you do all the time, I think there was one other movie you directed many years ago. So is that logistically, is it difficult to kind of stand in, you know, behind the camera, in front of the camera and direct things? And
there's a lot of it going on at the moment, and I'm not quite sure how some of the actors who take huge leads that go right the way through the movie do it. Mm. I don't know how they pull that one off.
Yeah.
It's tough because it's very schizophrenic.
Right.
But the good thing about Louis XIV, you discover, and what made it a little more possible, is he doesn't move anywhere.
he's in one place.
He's at a fixed point, and everybody has to come to him, so it makes it easier for the DP to know where you are.
He does a bit of dancing, though, doesn't he?
Well, he was the beginning of ballet, Louis XIV, by then.
Oh.
But that's why I'd go back to what you were saying about history. Movies in the past would put you off normally. it's really a backdrop to a film that's actually about a relationship that's, I think, completely modern between Kate and Matthias.
Yeah, and Kate Winslet, so basically she is the woman who gets the job to design or redesign the gardens of the Palace of Versailles.
Well,
so it's
just one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yes, one of them. Yes, yeah. But it's a real showpiece of a garden.
Mm.
And it was unusual at the time for a woman, first of all. And
it was it's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a Versailles. Yes, there's a Louis the 14th. Yeah. Yes, Le Nôtre designed the gardens of Versailles. No, he was not 35. We've wiped 35 years off his age because he would have been 70 about this time. And there could never have been a woman. Mm. With a job, never at all.
Yeah.
Never mind a garden designer.
Mm. And well, of course, this story was written by a woman, an Irish woman,
an Irish woman called Alison Deegan. Yeah, yeah. It was born and bred in Wicklow.
Right, and she is married to Sebastian Barry.
She is,
and Joan Bergen then did the costumes. So she's another Irish woman, and Joan has been involved for many years theatrically here and on big stage productions, and obviously here too. And they're magnificent costumes, because that is one thing I do like about that kind of drama is the costumes are magnificent, aren't they?
They're
including
pretty amazing,
own.
Yeah. They pose challenges when you want to go to the bathroom, but which you do on the films. But I've worked with Joan a few times now, and in fact, I did a play here at the Abbey about 3 years ago, and she designed the clothes for that.
Yeah.
And also, great Irish actress, Kathy Belton.
She's in one of my favourite TV soaps at the moment here in Ireland called Red Rock. She plays a vicious mother. And she's brilliant.
She's one of the nicest people.
I know.
On the planet.
Oh, she's lovely.
So
yeah. So, when you're chatting away there, I'm kind of half hearing what you're saying, but I'm also then listening to this magnificent voice of yours. What? Were you always aware of it? I mean, when did you start saying, "Oh my God, I sound great"?
Never, because we should rewind to the days when I was at drama school when it was a huge problem, and I was. It was surrounded by nothing but insults from the voice teachers.
Really? But why was that?
I don't know, because I think the weird thing about voices is that I don't hear what you hear.
Mm.
You know, whenever I hear my voice on a film or on TV or in an interview or something, I just say, "Who the hell is that?"
Yeah.
So,
but we have become a bit more used to our voices now, haven't we? With all the technology and the.
Because it's what you do, isn't it? I'm not particularly.
Yeah. And I mean, have you been approached by advertisers? Because I would imagine, big corporations would love to hear you saying,
I would get fired so quickly because
I don't believe
I think
this
you
at
have
all,
to. You have to sound like you mean it, and something in my water would say. I would be deaf to any product, I'm afraid.
Now, of your long-term partner, Rima, am I pronouncing Rima's name correctly?
You are. Yes. What question is this?
I'm just going to say, and you can say, I don't want to talk about this. You at one stage you said she's tolerant, incredibly tolerant, unbelievably tolerant, possibly a candidate for sainthood. So how tolerant is she? I mean, how tolerant does she need to be? Are you a wild boy?
I mean, anybody who shares a life with an actor has a lot to put up with. I think we'll leave it at that. Okay. She's also remarkably intelligent rather than just tolerant.
So. All right. Okay. And what about the... have you ever done... You've done some cartoon animation sort of stuff. Do you enjoy doing that? Or, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, stage... huge success, screen, then do using your voice with other people's images. Is that something that you do? Would you like to do more of that? Because that's quite popular too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very freeing, actually. You know, if the script is something that you can attach yourself to. I've just finished being the caterpillar again in Alice Through the Looking Glass now.
Right.
Yeah, that's fun because... Yeah. The first time round, it was working with Tim Burton, and you know that's the treat really is the people you and it's like a lot of acting is like being a child again and hanging on to your childhood.
Yeah. And is it do they do the voice first and then the pictures, or do you work to the pictures, or is it different each time?
We record it first, and then they go and make the pictures.
And what about a thing that fascinates me? You know, when I watch people, particularly on stage, like I know it's with films, you can do it in bits. But if you have to go out on stage and you're there and you have to remember everything, I'm always asking actors, like, how do you have a technique? Do you have a secret? Do you have a way of remembering your lines, basically?
You take the script
and you learn it all
and
by
you learn it. You have a piece of cut with me. It's pathetically primitive. You know, there's a hopefully.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing: if it's very, very well written, and you have a kind of intelligent rehearsal process, after a while, what you say becomes sort of automatic because the writing's so good.
Right.
But yeah, there are some times when you have to. It's just labor, and you have to have a piece of paper over the script and learn it one line at a time.
Right. And I suppose if the script is good, you can be triggered by what one of your fellow actors is saying. So when you hear a cue, it's kind of it's almost natural to say it.
If ever I find myself, which I do because I work a lot with RADA, Royal Academy in London, I've now kind of narrowed it down to say that acting is equals accurate listening. So if you're listening properly, what you say should be automatic because of what you've just heard.
Right. Now, one final question for you. Charlene Spiteri, how did she manage to get you to appear not once but twice in her music videos? Is she a friend of yours? Is she...
Well, she is now.
She is?
She just picked up the phone and said, will you dance the tango with me in a pop video? She had it had been kind of brokered by the late Michael Kamen, who's a great mutual friend, and why wouldn't you?
And then you also did the video that was you acting, but then you did a duet basically, didn't you? On was it Start
we just
a Family?
Did one,
yeah, that's a good one actually.
I haven't seen it.
Have you not? No, but you put your performance in it. It's the voice thing again as well. So you're caught of that. So that's really good.
I'm happy to play second fiddle to her. You know, that's one of the great voices of our time.
Would you like the people of Ireland to hear that performance?
Sounds like I have no choice.
Well, Alan, listen, it's lovely to see you. The movie is highly recommended. Kate Winslet and Stanley Tucci. And you directed it. And it's the story of this woman building a section
she
of
She builds a
Versailles.
Fountain at Versailles, which actually anybody who goes to Paris to Versailles... Yeah. That the thing that gets built in the film actually exists.
Right.
It's there,
so you can go visit it. And there's some fantastic. Did you direct the big aerial shots at the end? That is really beautiful. It's really well done.
Stood over the shoulder of a CGI.
Genius. Oh, did you? Okay, it's a press. Okay, right now, Alan. Lovely to meet you. Thank you very much, and welcome back to Ireland.
Thank you very much.